שלום לכם, תודה שאתם מצטרפים אלינו.
Hello to you, thank you for joining us. This is our new live series of talks with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello to you. We can't hear you. Hello everyone, hello. Hello to you too, Nitzam Azoz. This is show number 1260, and we're talking about a world without borders. Like the borders, the concept is breaking apart these days. So let's see. Let's hear about it, Nita. Nita, yes. So the coronavirus era is presenting a new world to us, and we want to examine the idea of borders in our world. We see that things that are happening are bringing about a desire to break through all the limitations, all the borders. It comes into expression in many ways. It may be the desire not to even wear the mask, not to keep social distancing. This can also become a riotous mob in the United States, shattering war memorials and then statues, and they want to destroy the old world, basically, it seems. And we see that borders limits. You have many, many different concepts here, many different definitions. You can talk about limitations that a person puts upon himself, takes upon himself, or limitations that nature itself gives us. There's a certain border, for example, where a person can say, up to here, this is mine, from here on, it's not, up to here, this is permissible, from there on, it's not permissible. So how would you say, seeing our world, which is so integrated, so globally interconnected, how would you define a border, a limit? Dr. Lightman, the border is where I feel that my control, my ability to control ends. That's the border, the boundary. Nita. Okay, that's your definition. That is interesting because we see that the idea of boundaries, from the moment a child is born, the parent provides boundaries and the child wants to break through these boundaries constantly. So the human being, seemingly on one hand, really needs a boundary because the boundaries protect you, but on the other hand, there's this constant desire to break the boundaries, the borders. So how would you say, look, this time, in this era, there's a greater desire than usual for that, because that desire always exists in a person. But what's special about our time now? Dr. Reitman, what's special about our time now is that we don't want to sustain, we don't want to maintain, we don't want to surrender to any boundaries or borders. Individuals and nations and families and societies, we're constantly trying in some way to escape the feeling of boundaries. Look, just flying abroad. Why? Why fly abroad? What's there? I just don't want to feel limited, right? Everyone goes out to the parks, to the street, to the supermarkets, malls. Why? What's happening? I feel that these limitations are suffocating me. And that's how it is with everyone. According to a person's development, nations, society's development. Nita, what truly limits a person? Dr. Lightman, he needs to come to states where he's above matter already, above the feeling of this materialistic, this corporeal feeling of this little earth. Enough. I want to escape, to come out to a place where I feel no boundaries. Owen, is there such a space, such a place? Dr. Lightman, yes, go out to space, exactly. Oh, and why? What, you mean astronauts? Dr. Lightman, yes, why do you think we want to go out there? What is there? We won't find anything new or good there, anyway, but for that feeling that there are no borders and boundaries. I'm above all the boundaries that that you usually have in my life. This is subconsciously what people feel. That's what prompts them to exit the borders. Nitsa, are there such feelings which a person feels as positive with respect to borders, boundaries, anything positive? Dr. Lightman, look, of course, we develop in the womb. That's an example. And as Kabbalists, And as people in general, we have lots of borders, like boundaries. As we teach our children in a certain way, in schools, etc. There are always a certain boundary from our mothers, our fathers. With this, you can play. With that, not. This is dangerous. This is fine, etc. I'm constantly being taught how to keep the boundaries, keep within boundaries, and I constantly want to break through. Owen, so what's better for a person, to keep boundaries or break through? Dr. Lightman, it's unclear, I cannot say exactly, but it's clear that we always want to break through every boundary. I don't want to feel limited or under anyone's control. Owen, is there a difference between if life presents me with boundaries or I decide upon boundaries for myself? For example, I want to diet. I decide that for my health it's better to have a diet, work out. So I go to a nutritionist or something and I'm told, do this, do that. It doesn't seem to me very fun, but I understand in my mind that it's better to sort of maintain these limits, these boundaries. So when do boundaries feel like a forced limitation that annoys me? And when is it something positive that allows me to develop? Dr. Lightman, even if you're told it's healthy and good and allows you to develop, you hate it. Oh, and that's true. Dr. Lightman, how many times did you start limiting yourself? And Nitsa also. We hate boundaries. Owen, there is a difference here between the rationale and what you feel in the heart. The person wants to stop smoking. He says, this is awful, it's killing me. He wants to stop and he can't. So what's happening? Is there a gap between what we understand and what our heart wants? And there's a certain boundary in between. What's happening? Dr. Lightman, it's not just us. Put some animal in a cage and you know what happens. Owen, yes, it dies generally. Dr. Lightman, yes, but we, over thousands of years of... we brought close to ourselves all the animals, thanks to our food and the service, and they... For example, this is becoming something like in cats, for example, they give this knowledge to the kittens. She herself brings the kittens to our house so we know them, to her owner, etc. So, Owen, so there's a stage where boundaries become just natural. So is the human being, does he have limitations on him or is he unlimited? How does the system see the person, the human being? Dr. Lightman, he doesn't want to keep the boundaries because he develops. We develop. From generation to generation, we develop, and according to our development, we keep shifting the boundaries. Oh, and the more we develop, the more we move them? Dr. Lightman, of course, who 100 years ago thought we would be flying around from one end of the earth to another and that this will be completely normal? or even go out to space. Where, how? Now we're thinking about settling other planets. Owen, okay, tell me please, what boundaries are we facing now that we are going to shift and move? Well, I just said, okay, this is with respect to flying. I'm talking about the way a person feels it. What limitations do I have on me as a person that I would just love to move away from me? Now, when you look at the human being in the 21st century, that you want to move. Dr. Lightman, when I was a student in St. Petersburg 50 years ago, even more than 50 years ago, at university, I knew someone who worked in Africa. He worked there for 10, 15 years ago, and he returned, and he told me, you almost don't have prisons there, Dr. Lightman. And I said, oh, that's amazing. Africans, they're so great. You understand? And he said, no, it's not that way. It's because if you take him and you put them in solitude, in confinement, or in prison, well, you put a roof over his head, you give him food, he doesn't need anything more. Owen, a kind of basic income. Dr. Lightman, yes, so it was the opposite for them. Now they felt without limitations. They didn't have to worry about roof, no sun on you, and then you have food. So boundaries, limitations, that's something very relative. Cats, for example. House animals, fish, I don't know, perhaps you have something else. They don't feel pressured. They're used to it. Habit becomes second nature, etc. Boundaries, that's a very, very relative thing. Nitza, so as you explained now, this desire to break through boundaries, we know always existed. And still, there is some kind of outbreak coming now from people in various ways, especially in this time, to break through boundaries more than before. Is there a connection to the process that we're undergoing as humanity, as the human society in this time? Dr. Lightman, undoubtedly, we're constantly developing, but our time, well, that's very accelerated development. And we want to constantly expand our boundaries in every direction, in every way. And of course, there's some conflict between us and other people at times, but in actuality, everyone wants to expand their border. Everyone wants to feel free. Nitza, correct. Owen, Dr. Lightman, yes, it's suffocating. It doesn't let you live. Nitza, so as you said, a person wants to feel free and happy with no limitations. So what is actually the boundary that we need to break through, to breach, in order to get to a true feeling of freedom? The fact that we're now breaking through all sorts of limitations, boundaries, trying to destroy things from the past, will this give us this freedom that we want so much? Dr. Lightman, for sure, no. Certainly not. But we want to first do it corporeally, to expand our corporeal borders. So I think that the next stage of humanity is that it will begin to break, to dismantle borders, national borders, like in Europe now, for example. Not like what Trump is doing between the United States and Mexico there. It's the other way around. by abolishing borders, each one will feel more free. And certainly it will happen. And now we see that people are just canceling the boundaries, limitations of family life. People don't want to get married. The younger generation almost put an end to it. Don't want to get married. Let's make some agreements beforehand regarding the children, regarding the marriage, and so on. But I don't want boundaries in general. I'm willing to receive, to take on commitments, let's say, but not so that it pressures me so much that I feel suffocated. That's clear. In the young, you can really sense it. In the young, you can see it easily. Yes, and not only in the young, in the whole of human society, there's this desire to break through physical boundaries and borders. Yes, so let's look at more subtle borders, inner borders, not just physical ones. What kind of inner boundaries do we feel prevent us from feeling true freedom? Dr. Leitman. First of all, we see that humanity is going towards not a spiritual direction, but a more corporeal direction. I want to be accepted as I am, right? I'm fine just walking around the street naked. Well, this is an exaggeration, but this is the general direction. I don't want to be ashamed of anything. This is me. This is who I am. I want to feel that I'm under no external pressure. Nita, yes, that's exactly what typifies society. Now, you can see it in many ways. Some call it racism, some call it differently, but that's what's happening. Dr. Leitman, it's an indication of progress. Nobody's at fault for it. This is how nature develops us. Oh, and can a person develop to a state where he lives without any boundaries, borders, limitations? Dr. Leitman, yes, people want this to be so, but there is a certain social agreement here. Oh, and why do we want that? You say that this is inherent to the human being, the desire for freedom. Is it something that can be attained, really? What does it depend on? Freedom, a person's freedom. Where he feels that there's no limitation, no boundary, no restrictions. Dr. Leitman, we want that, but we can reach freedom in two different directions. Either I break through every boundary, like the young do today, or the other way around, where I take care of myself in a way, and then even though I have boundaries, I feel freedom within the boundaries. I find within myself, I develop within myself such mechanisms that make me feel that... I don't feel that the boundaries that exist pressure me. So I work on myself? Dr. Leitman, but I don't want to work on myself. I want to truly be free, Dr. Leitman. But it's worthwhile for you. It's preferable because otherwise you're trespassing on others' freedoms and you go into problems, troubles. You know, you have all these bullies that don't care about anything until they're caught. And they're taught a harsh lesson. Nitsa. Okay, so I feel that in this new state provided by the coronavirus, well, what did it show us, really? People maybe don't want to become committed, they don't want to enter relationships, but actually you're dependent on each other. You're interdependent. And this state already gives a person a feeling of suffocating. What does it mean that I depend on others? Mutual dependency, interdependency. It means that I'm the most chained, the most limited. I have no way to break through this. Dr. Leitman, we organize our lives only according to that, only because look at what's happening there. Look at how we arranged our workplace, our family, all our payment finances. the media, it's all in order to feel ourselves the least obligated to each other as possible. Nature is making us more and more dependent on each other, manipulating us this way. But really, in any case, from morning to night, we think, how can I build my life up so that I'm not dependent on anyone? Mitzah. So it's like a net, right? A net that you're captured in. Can there be a feeling of freedom, or does that net, that web, limit us? Dr. Reitman, no feeling of freedom. And we need to get used to the boundaries, as you said. Dr. Reitman, yes, and then we don't feel them. I go to work, I come back from work. Oh, and like a domesticated animal, right? Dr. Reitman, domesticated animal, you wait until you get that life. Owen, so you said that a person now in the 21st century we live in wants to break through material boundaries, corporeal boundaries. What do you mean? What do you mean by that? Dr. Lightman, I want to come out of my own body. I want to feel that my body is, well, it doesn't limit me. With its health, with its diseases, disappointments, all sorts of problems. I don't want to be concerned about how I become old and ugly, about how much weight I gained, about my wrinkles, about my lack of strength. I don't want to be... I don't want to feel that I'm imprisoned inside this prison called the body. Oh, and you're not alone. There's billions who want that. That's why there's this whole culture of anti-aging. You have all sorts of facets to it, nutrition and sports, and then Dr. Lightman. No, that's all. I disqualify all that. Owen, but can this ambition be somehow fulfilled, Dr. Reitman? Only by spiritual transcendence, spiritual ascension, which means that I do such exercises whereby I feel that I leave my physical boundaries and I reach an unlimited dimension. Owen, what limits do you come out of, really? Dr. Lightman, the limits of this world, the boundaries of this world. Owen, and what are the boundaries of this world? Dr. Lightman, the limitation is that I keep wanting. I want this, I want that, I want this. That limits me. I want things, I don't receive them. And if I receive something, it costs me dearly. So to rise above my desire, my wants, Owen, to be kind of a monk, to abstain from everything. Dr. Lightman, I don't know about that, but if I diminish my will to receive, I do feel more free. Owen, it sounds like something that diminishes, really. You said diminishing. Dr. Lightman, no, it's the opposite. I open myself up. Let's say, for example, I do this exercise where I don't want to eat, right? I don't need to eat. How free am I? I see that you're interested. Owen, yes, but I always want to eat, and to eat well. So, Dr. Lightman, yes, I know. So let's say that I don't want food, sex, family, money, respect, knowledge, nothing. Owen, a monk, that's called a monk, right, in a way. Dr. Lightman, no, I have different things I want to enjoy. Owen, what do you want to enjoy? Dr. Lightman, I want to enjoy the fact that I'm unfettered, free, not dependent on anything and anyone. Just flying through space. Not in a spaceship, I mean, not in some barrel, but actually free. Owen, so how do you fly? What do you fly in, Dr. Lightman? With my desire, with my will. Oren, with what will do you fly through space? Oren, Dr. Lightman, my will to receive, unlimited. Oren, so what do you want? Dr. Lightman, I want to feel unlimited, with no boundaries. Simply, and in order to feel unlimited, I need simply to rise above my wants, my physical corporeal wants. Dr. Lightman, to rise where? It's a higher space. Where do you rise? Dr. Lightman, just not to want them. Oh, and what to want? Dr. Lightman, nothing even, nothing. Owen, it sounds like a vacuum. What do you mean, don't want anything? Dr. Lightman, no, it's not a vacuum. I feel all my wants. I feel them, but I don't have to fulfill them. Because I want to feel myself free. That's free. Owen, if we begin to summarize, because I'm sorry to say we have a minute left, a world without boundaries. Dr. Lightman, it can only happen the way I told you. Dr. Owen, so summarize, please. A world without limits. Dr. Lightman, the world is full of limits pressuring me from every which way, but I myself arrange myself, sort myself out in such a way where I'm above all its limitations and boundaries. They don't affect me. Owen, is that possible? Dr. Lightman, yes. Owen, is it only for very special people, smart people, or especially people who know to abstain, or is it universal? Dr. Lightman, it's universal for everyone, but you need to work on it. Owen, to work on the boundaries? Dr. Lightman, yes, but then you feel that you're completely free, to the point where, perhaps we will talk about this in the future, you're above life and death itself. Dr. Lightman, okay, so as usual, we left us wanting more. Our time is done for now. Thank you, everyone. Thank you, Nitzim Azoz, for being with us as well. Thank you, Dr. Lightman. New life, learning to live well. All the best and goodbye.